Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is your host, Chris Brown. And we are so glad that you're with us. If you are new, just engaging with us here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship, we want to welcome you especially. And we want to make sure you know about stewardship.com. It's our website where we put all of our resources there, from articles to previous episodes to curriculum to books, you name it. We're here to partner with you so that we all can reclaim stewardship together. What is stewardship? It's managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. Those of you who are listening in on the podcast, I want to thank you so much for all the reviews that you're leaving. Those are very encouraging. And those of you that have been listening for quite a while and you're downloading these every single day on the podcast, would you just subscribe already? You know we're going to chat every day. So just subscribe and we can go from there. So again, that website is stewardship.com, and you want to check out the Chris Recommends section. Speaking of stewardship, you know one of the easiest ways that we can steward this life for God's glory? It's to be thankful. Wow. Not to complain, but to be thankful for everything God has given us. If you're listening to this on the radio or on a podcast, you are blessed. If you're listening to this in America, I can speak for America only, and you are making more than $34,000 a year, you are in the top 1% of the world's wealth. Did you get that? If you're making more than $11,000 a year, you're in the top 14% of the world's wealth. So maybe the best way that you can manage God's blessings, God's way for God's glory, is just to find somebody right now, wherever you are. Grab them by the hand, look them in the eye, and say, I am just so thankful. God is so good. Folks, we are taking your calls today at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Our first call today is Chris. He's calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
I've read The Total Money Makeover, and I'm learning a lot about the everydollar.com.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife are in about $80,000 debt, and we're looking to get out. However, I don't feel like she's on the same page as I am when we sit down and do the budget. Do you think signing up for FPU will help change her mind or get her on the same page as me?
Well, I mean, I think it helps to have a third-party voice. I mean, so, and of course, you know, Financial Peace University, if you've ever been exposed to any of it at all, it's hilarious, it's engaging, it's fun, and of course, I'm going to say that you guys need to go through Financial Peace University. It's just, you know, 4 million people have gone through it, and they've experienced tremendous financial victory because of it. So that's a no-brainer. But let me ask you a few more questions about, what are you guys having, like, some pretty heated discussions about all this?
No, it's more along the lines, like, when we do the budget or talk about it, she's like, just you take care of it, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. I think maybe what you might need to do is, of course, timing is everything on these kind of conversations. I mean, you're never going to get anywhere if you're choosing the wrong time. So if there's kids all around your ankles, or there's just you guys both come home from work and you're both stressed out, that's just not a good time. So I always tell folks that, you know, grab a cup of coffee and sit by the pool or the fireplace, depending on the time of year, and have like a financial date night and start with going back to those goals, those dreams that you had when you were newlyweds. Go all the way back to when you used to dream together. What does success look like? And you know what that does? It puts you both at a common denominator where you're both in agreeance. You're kind of going back until you both agree. And so then you just think about, okay, here's a couple of different approaches on how we get there. And then when you line up your approach versus her approach, you're clearly going to be the mathematical winner. And so she's going to go, oh, I see it. I can actually get what I want and what we want faster if I do it your way. Now, that's what I would do if you were not going to employ a third-party voice, and I would do that anyway. But in addition to that, I strongly encourage a third-party voice also. And a Financial Peace University, obviously, is a very successful one. And if you don't have that in your house already, would you be interested in me giving it to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, that would be so awesome.
Well, there you go, Chris. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to combine that advice with Financial Peace University. So here's what you're going to do. We're going to mail it to you. Then you're going to get that cup of coffee, and you guys are going to sit down on the couch, and you're going to snuggle together. Good old snuggle. And you're going to watch it together and take notes, and it'll be a financial date night. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up in just a minute, and Amanda, our associate producer, is going to get your information and get your address, and we're going to mail you the Financial Peace University home study for you guys to kind of watch together. Hopefully that'll help.
No, thank you very much.
All right. One last tidbit of advice for you, okay? This comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. If you have any discussions with your wife before that kit comes, or when you're watching the first couple episodes or the first couple of lessons, remember this. And remember I told you that here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So just remember, you got to keep peace in these conversations. Okay, your unity is the most important thing. You guys got to stay on the same page. You want the same things. You just got to agree on the same strategy. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay on the line. Amanda's going to pick up. Our next call comes in from Keelan, and he's calling in from Indianapolis, Indiana. Keelan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I got a deep voice. I like it. Keelan, how can I serve you?
Well, situation is right now, I am currently the only one working at home. My wife's a stay at home. Decided that maybe I wanted to switch careers to IT.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little research. Went and checked out a school, and the tag for the program is 19.5. And it's just kind of hard deciding what to do. Obviously, we don't want to take on a ton of debt. I didn't have any debt in college because I had a scholarship, but my wife has student loans. But I just think that the investment in switching careers could pay off with a $20,000 to $30,000 increase in my salary. So just kind of looking for some guidance or direction on what to do.
Okay. Well, I sense a pretty healthy level of urgency versus discernment and care in your voice. I think you're like super urgent where you're about to go do something crazy, but I would like you to just calm down and just remember, you don't want to buy anything you can't afford. You know that when it comes to like purchasing an item, like a toy or a car, but that same principle applies for schooling and education. So you called it an investment. It is an investment if you're spending your money. You don't need to be spending other people's money. So I just want to calm down on the debt. You know, you said I don't want to go borrow a lot of debt. You don't want to borrow any debt if you want to do it God's way. Okay, so let me kind of help you on a ways that possibly you can do it without debt. What is your current income?
About $44,000.
Okay. And the main reason why I'm hearing for you to make a job change is the $30,000 extra in income.
Right.
Okay. Any other reasons why? I mean, do you like IT? Do you love it? Or is it just because of that?
No, I mean, I was a technology major in college. But when I got out of school, I went to Europe to play basketball. So
okay,
I know that stuff kind of changes, you know, pretty much every day. So me being out of it for a few years just kind of, I guess, made that one say dead end, but just kind of dead at that street, so to speak.
Yeah.
When I got done playing. So I kind of had an idea or a thought to start to get back into that the last few years that I played. So that when I was done playing, I could kind of transition into it, but it just kind of didn't work out like that. So
yeah, just so you're aware, I just asked you if you're excited about IT, and you said, this was your answer, you said, well, I was going to school for that. Still don't seem very passionate about it. So we don't have to figure that out in the next couple minutes, but I would investigate that. is this really what you want to do for the next 30 years, 40 years? Is it really what you want to do? So just investigate that at a later time if that's actually the path you want to go. Tell me a little bit about your debt.
A lot of it is school loans, my wife.
What's the total amount?
About $18,000 on that. We have a car. That's about $5,000. And then we got some other smaller stuff that we can, you know, knock out pretty easily.
Yeah. What are some other income options that you can investigate while you go to school? And can she work? Do you have kids at home, or what's the story?
We've got a 2-year-old at home. Then we've got a 18-year-old in college.
Okay.
I do a little bit of basketball training stuff on the side. It's just not consistent.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
other than that, I guess there's other things that I could do, but it just, I guess, more of a time crunch per se with trying to find other stuff.
Yeah. Here's the overall answer to your question. I mean, you either have to generate more income through you or through your wife, or you've got to save for it and just be patient and put it off for a couple of years. It's got to be one of the two. You got to make it up to you. Got to make up your mind that debt's not an option. So it's either, it doesn't mean that you can't go. It just means more income or save for it. Here's another option too. This just came to my mind. You could possibly intern at an IT location, an IT industry, IT organization, in exchange for a school scholarship. Maybe something you haven't thought about yet. But they're going to be so impressed with you coming in and doing some of the grunt work. While you're there doing the grunt work, you're learning, you're apprenticing. It's going to help you through the college. You're going to learn things that's going to make college easier. And they very well could pick up the scholarship, because $19K $19K is a drop in the hat for an IT organization. So, but they were talking about, that's about $2,000 a month. What'd you say? It was a 9-month program?
Right. Right.
So
yeah,
it's about $2,000 a month on a $44,000 income. This is like a miracle territory.
Right.
I mean, so there's got to be a big shift.
I guess it's 15. I met with the financial aid people and they found a grant for 4,500. So I guess that knocks it to about 15, but yeah, still a lot of money.
Do you feel like God wants you to do this?
I feel like he wants me to not necessarily do what I'm doing. I think it's kind of like dead end where I'm at, so to speak, per se. I mean, I don't think there's any upward movement. I mean, you know, I like IT. I like computers, obviously.
Yeah.
Basketball training, and that I like to. I'd love to do that, you know. But obviously, that stuff's not consistent enough to support my family, or I'm not, you know, or I would be doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it'd be cool to do some IT for the NBA or something. Then you kind of max,
awesome.
Kind of mix your passions.
Right. Right.
Well,
right.
I know I can hear it in your voice. You know, you don't ever really know. I mean, God's voice is, in my experience, has never been like flat out audible. You're only about 85% sure that God wants you to do something.
Right.
There's good news, though, in the scriptures, and I want to share it with you. Jeremiah 33:3. As you're going through this process, Keelan, you got a lot of things to consider. I want to encourage you to do this. Again, it's Jeremiah 33:3, and it says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great," and here's the key word, "and unsearchable things that you do not know." And you don't know whether he wants you to do this. And you couldn't search anywhere if you wanted to find out if God wanted you to do this or not. And just don't stop praying about it. You know, a lot of times we pray last when really we should pray first. And that should be part of that should be the cornerstone of this decision.
Right.
But I'll try the interning thing, look into more income streams, in addition to saving for this and the scholarships. And I think if God wants you to do it, it's going to happen.
Right.
But don't forget the prayer.
Yeah.
Folks, do you see how finances and spiritual things, they're not mutually exclusive. They're not separate. Finances are a spiritual thing. They touch every aspect of our lives. And so often, we are going through financial decisions. I am just as guilty as anybody. And we're not praying about it. So many times, he's got the answer. We just got to ask him, right? I remember the story of me losing my keys in the mall at the food court. And I realized I had lost my keys. And we looked all over the mall. This is really embarrassing. It was me and my wife and my 3 kids. We're looking all over the mall. We went to like all the different stores that we had been in. We went back to the food court. I dug in the trash can in dress clothes all the way down to the bottom of those nasty trash cans through other people's junk. So disgusting. All the way down to the bottom, no keys. My wife, my Proverbs 31 wife, goes, "We should pray about it." And I'm like, "Oh, you're always a spiritual one." We pray about it. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not kidding you. Within seconds, I remembered I left him in the restroom. Not funny. Don't laugh at me. But here's the deal, folks. We need to pray about these things. And it says there again, Jeremiah 33:3. "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." Let's not put finances and spiritual things in different buckets. They're all in the same bucket. The bottom line is, I know you're busy. I'm busy. We're just busy folks. And there's so many demands on us out there. Whether we're possibly leading a church, maybe leading a company or a business, or maybe you're just leading at your house. It's very important to have someone that you can trust to help you with these things, like insurance or investing or real estate or taxes. The Endorsed Local Provider program that we offer through stewardship.com is made up of professionals that are in your area. They're experts in the field, and they always put your needs first. I personally use Endorsed Local Providers for all of my personal financial needs. So ELPs will take care of all your details so you can focus on the things that really matter. And, you know, you think when you go to look for a surgeon, you're not really looking for character. You're looking for competence, right? But if you're looking for a pastor, you're looking for character. You want the character. It's really, really important. And what's cool about Endorsed Local Providers, the ones that we have filtered, is they've got both. It's so awesome. They've got the character and they have the competence. And that's exactly how we filter them, is so that they have both those things. They have a heart of a teacher and they're there to help you. How do you find out more? You find out more at stewardship.com. Underneath Chris Recommends, all you got to do is click ELP. These are tremendous folks that want to help you. Again, it's stewardship.com and under Chris Recommends and click ELP.
Thank you for listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
And that is the phone number that you can call right now, 866-357-3283. If you have a question or anything, a testimony, maybe God's using your life in a major way and he's using your good financial decisions, call in. Our next call comes in from Colorado. This is Joanna. Joanna, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to speak with you. You're my husband's favorite radio personality.
Oh, good. Hopefully after this call, I'll be your favorite too.
Hopefully. The church that we're a part of has been experiencing a lot of financial difficulties. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I have been talking about coordinating a financial peace university course. But we're fairly young, we're 22 and 26, and the church is mostly made up of older retired couples and widows with a few young families scattered in. How can we graciously and wisely and tactfully suggest doing the course without offending the older generation and making them think we've got all the answers and upsetting the younger families and coming across like we have all the answers?
Mm. You don't have all the answers?
We don't want to offend anybody.
Well, if you did have all the answers, I'd love to listen to you because you have a great accent. That is not
Zealand.
I was going to say, that is not Colorado. I've been there.
New Zealand.
All right. Well, Joanna, you've got an interesting wrestle there. The bottom line is you don't have a voice. So you've got to get the voice. And how do you get the voice? I think you're right. The message is not, you know, it's not going to be about you. Okay. You can tell your story and how well you're doing financially in smaller context, but you can't lead out with that. You've got to make sure you focus in on getting influencers in each of the demographics. You've got to let them be the liaison for you because they've got a voice with certain. So if you want this Financial Peace University to kind of you know, be widespread throughout the church, you've got to make sure that some influencers get in on it. So instead of feeling like you've got to sell, and I hate to use that word sell, or persuade or convince or lead, really, in this regards, the whole church, you just want to lead a few people who already have the position in the church. If you really are, you know, believe in something, whether it's Financial Peace University or something else, you've got to make sure that the influencers are on board. So you've got to get a voice. And I've been in that scenario before in several churches when I was a lay leader and a volunteer. And I've wanted them to care about something I cared about. And the only way to do that is to get influencers to care about it, which means you have to share results. You have to share how it's going to benefit them, how it's going to benefit the church. And how it's just going to change lives. And so it's really just exposure to those things. So I'd first of all be praying for opportunities on how you can do that. I think God will illuminate those for you. It might be at a small group, or it might be at Sunday school, or it might just be in the foyer. It might be an event, but ways where you can get the ear of the influencers. Just the key is to get, you know, the staff involved. So,
do you think it's even appropriate for us as a younger couple to be volunteering to coordinate something like that?
Of course, of course. Anyone who's, if you're passionate about something, you're going to be involved in it. And there's nothing wrong. Listen, this is for all of our listeners. To be a Financial Peace University coordinator, this might blow some of you away. You don't have to have your financial act together. You don't. You just have to love people and know how to facilitate a group. Not even speak to a group. It's just being able to keep it organized and make sure everyone stays connected, make sure everyone feels there's clarity and communication. And you don't even have to have your act together. So that's not even a prerequisite. I think it actually is better if you're vulnerable, saying, I'm going through this with you. And here's the last, I guess, little bit of advice I'd give you, Joanna, is if your voice is not being heard, you might want to get them to one of these influencers, get them to a third party voice, get them to an event, or get them to some kind of class, just that one person or those three people. Even if you have to pay for it, if they're not passionate about it, it's just, you're in a position where you can do that. So if you can get them where someone else can maybe help them, you know, a third party voice, because maybe they've heard you talk about this forever and they're maybe tired of hearing you harp on it. Sometimes it helps to get a third party involved. So hopefully that helps out a little bit.
We haven't even brought up the idea yet. We've been hesitating so much about the idea just because there are so many older folks in the church. So we haven't even suggested it yet. I just didn't know if it was appropriate.
No, it's definitely appropriate. Listen, this is a message for everybody. It's all about stewardship. And it's, you know, stewardship's important to every demographic at every age. And so, yes. And then when you go to bring it up, the fact that you are sensitive to those dynamics makes listening to you even more compelling. The fact that you're even aware of those dynamics. So don't be sensitive to that. None of us have our act together. We're all on a journey. I am not at all qualified to be able to be speaking on this microphone. We're all on the journey together. And we're all trying to learn together. And none of us are trying to pretend that we're all perfect. We're all just trying to add value to each other's lives. And if you come at it from that angle, the message needs to be less about you and more about the message, really. And I think you'll be fine. They'll sense that in your spirit, and you should be just fine. Well, folks, you have been listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Again, want to thank you so much for listening in. Remember that you can be emailing in and calling in with your testimonies also. I want to hear what God is doing in your life. Those of you on the podcast, I want to thank you for downloading and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We are all done for today. As always, thank you for supporting the show. Of course, by telling your friends, I see all those tweets. I see those Facebook messages. Thank you so much for that. Make sure you're taking advantage of Chris Recommends. That's the section there on stewardship.com where you can put this stuff into action. You can buy a book. You can enroll in a class for maybe you or maybe for a friend. But we got to put this stuff into action for it to actually work. Again, let's stay connected at Chris Brown On Air on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Remember that we are all reclaiming stewardship together. It's not just here at Ramsey Solutions. We're all doing that. We're blessing our homes. We're blessing our communities. We're blessing our neighborhoods, our churches, by managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory. God bless y'all.